This is Ted Kennedy. The Bush administration has done a shameful thing on Haiti. In a moment, Senator Al Simpson and I will face off. Al, with a cruel, callous, and capricious stroke of his pen last month, President Bush signed an executive order reversing decades of American leadership and ideals in providing sanctuary for refugees fleeing political persecution. By ordering the Coast Guard to dump fleeing Haitians back in Haiti without pausing to see if they qualify for asylum as refugees, the administration is washing its hands of the fate of many other refugees in many other lands. The hypocrisy of the Bush administration is shocking. 2 years ago, they sharply criticized the British for doing the same thing, forcibly sending refugees back to Vietnam from Hong Kong. Now the harsh example of the United States will be cited whenever a nation decides to slam its doors on refugees and force them back into the hands of their oppressors. It's a shameful policy, Al, and it's also a violation of international law.
International law? Ted, whatever happened to our U.S. law? In an attempt to once again try to smear Bush, you liberals try to open the floodgates to millions of illegal aliens wanting to enter the U.S. Ted, let's not get carried away here. Nearly 8,000 Haitians honestly fleeing political persecution have been admitted into our country since November. But most recently, economic factors have been the issue. While economic hardship is truly painful, under our U.S. law, it does not make one a refugee. If that were the case, most of the 3 billion people living in the third world would qualify. Fact is, Ted, we've been watching like a hawk the treatment of those who have returned to Haiti, and the U.S. has found absolutely zero evidence of government mistreatment. Ted, next time you decide to empty your lungs on an issue, remember to fill your head with the facts first. This is Al Simpson. Ted Kennedy and I will face off next on Democrats trying to lift sagging union rosters by pushing the striker replacement bill. Tune in tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.